We did find some important difference reducing the incidence of osteochondrosis-related lesions and also in some poor quality parameters.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Hi-D is a pure, effective 25-hydroxy-D3 solution to help pigs improve their vitamin D status. Improve bone health and lifetime productivity with Hi-D. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/hy-d. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Swine It Podcast. I'm Dr. Tara Donovan, your host, and today I have Diego Guerrero as my guest. Diego is a graduate research assistant and PhD student in animal science at the University of Illinois. Welcome to the Swine It Podcast, Diego.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very excited to talk about my experiment.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being on our show. So today we're going to be discussing Diego's study about the influence of dietary vitamin concentrations and 25-OHD3 in diets for grow finished pigs. But before we begin, Diego, take a few minutes and introduce yourself to our listeners. Just tell us about your career path.
Sure, Tara. Well, I'm from Mexico, where I studied my undergraduate bachelor on veterinary medicine, which is like animal science in here in the United States. And then I studied my master in science under the advisory of Dr. Quaron. Then I worked for a few years in a small company, a Mexican company named Nutrix, as a nutritionist assistant. Now I'm working on the advisor of Dr. Stein in the University of Illinois and also studying my PhD. Currently, I'm working with vitamin D, 25-OHD3, as is to be specifically. Well, here I am. I'm in my second year of the PhD. Well, starting it.
Great, great. Well, thanks for being on our show. And so we're going to talk about a study that you did recently. And so tell us about first, like, scope the study for us. Tell us about your hypothesis and what you were trying to learn in your design of it.
Sure. Our hypothesis came from a very practical challenge due to, in the modern pig industry, it has been intensified the production to meet global demand, you know. But with this increasing demand comes some different challenges, like locomotor, basically, like osteochondrosis. These lesions causes different pathologies in the bone. But the main problem of this is that it limits the movement of the animal. Some cases causes pain. So it decreases the growth performance of the pigs. But also with the intensifying demand, the industry uses higher doses of vitamins, not only to achieve the requirements. Also, they are trying to protect the performance of the animals. But sometimes they don't know what are the benefits or the problems that they can get from doing using higher doses of vitamins. And also, in case of vitamin D, it's commonly used vitamin D3 to add it to the feed. But with 25-OHD3, which is a metabolite that you can also add to the feed, you can get different higher levels on serum. You can get more benefits because, you know, vitamin D3 has to get to the hormonal metabolite of the vitamin D3 has to pass through different hydroxylations. The first one is in the liver, and the second one it's in the kidneys. So in the liver you get the 25-OHD3, and in the kidneys you get the 1,25-OHD3, which is the hormonal form of the vitamin D3, and it's the active form. So using 25-OHD3 in the feed, you will get the benefits of the vitamin. It will be absorbed faster, and you can get the benefits of avoiding passing through that hydroxylation. So our hypothesis was that combining higher doses of vitamins and adding 25-OHD3 in peaks, growing to finishing, peaks, you will have some benefits like improving growth performance, reducing incidence of osteochondritis lesions, and improving some parameters of poor quality.
Looking to boost the productivity and health of your swine herd? Hi-D is the original pure source of 25-hydroxy-D3, proven in over 100 research trials and fed to millions of pigs each year in North America. Hi-D improves bone strength, immune health, and enhances overall performance. Whether you want to improve sow longevity, get heavier nursery pigs, or help your grow-finish pigs thrive, trust the original, proven 25-hydroxy-D3 Hi-D. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/hy-d.
Tell me about how you set up the study. So, how many, I guess, did you have three different levels of the vitamins, just a control and one diet that had an increased level. So give me just a little bit more detail about how many different, levels of the vitamins did you look at? And then we'll jump into what results that you saw.
Sure. Well, it was a factorial experiment, complete block design with a factorial arrangement. So we had four different two different levels or doses of the same vitamin premix. So it was higher doses and low doses, and the addition or not of 25-OHD3. We decided to use these different doses of vitamins according to, a few years ago in Mexico. We noticed that in the industry, there were some places where they were using even 10 times the recommendations by the NRC. And some of them were like two or three times above. So we decided from this study, take those levels to use it like from the same vitamin premix, higher doses and lower doses, and the addition or not of 25-OHD3. So that's where we get our four treatments.
Yep, perfect. That's exactly what I was wanting to know and share with our listeners before we jump into the results. So basically what I heard you say is you based your levels on some previous research that was done with really high levels compared to kind of moderately high levels, and you made four treatment groups using the same vitamin premix, but with higher levels and then adding the 25OHD3 in addition.
Yes, correct.
All right, perfect. So what you were looking for was, were there differences in growth performance, lameness or osteochondrosis, which is the lesions associated with the cartilage, right, in the joints of pigs, and then port quality. So let's start with growth performance. Did you see any difference in growth performance in your treatment groups?
We didn't find any significant difference in growth performance. Neither feed intake, gain to feed ratio, or any of them. But we did find, well, I'm going to start from there. We did find some important difference reducing the incidence of osteochondrosis related lesions, and also in some poor quality parameters.
Okay, so tell me about the osteochondrosis lesions. How did you look at the lesions? Did you do necropsies, or did you look at them at processing or under the microscope? Like, how did you assess the lesions for osteochondrosis in the study?
When we send them the pigs of the experiment to the slaughterhouse, we collect four joints of the pigs from the right side. So we got the scapulohumeral, femoropatellar, metatarsal phalangeal, and metacarpal phalangeal. So all of them from the same side. So it was the right one. So for all the peaks from the experiments, we had to collect the joints. Process them. It was really complicated because to do histopathology of bones, you had to decalcify the bone. We evaluate osteochondrosis not only histopathologically. We got the evaluation from an expert, a pathologist. He evaluates the joint, complete joint. So he made different observations, and it was a macro evaluation. And then we go to the histopathology. So we had to cut the joint from the same side also, taking care that, because, you know, the bone, the joint is also huge. So you had to be careful to be cutting the same side of every bone. Of every peak to not make any difference during the procedure, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a very intense part of the study, mm-hmm. From what it sounds like. So you had what we would call in the veterinary world, like a gross evaluation of the lesions on the actual joints themselves by a pathologist. And then you took a microscope essentially and looked at the microscopic or histopathological changes between your treatment groups, which is typically done also by a pathologist at a research facility or veterinary diagnostic lab.
Yes. Something important to tell that it was the evaluator, the pathologist evaluator was blinded to the treatments.
Ah, good.
So he didn't know what he was looking for. Like, I mean, he was evaluating the incidence of the lesions on a scale, but he didn't know which pig was it or from what treatment. So that's something important.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd call that blinded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what were the, did you see reductions in the lesions with the pigs that were fed high doses or no difference? What did you find?
We found that using higher doses of vitamins and the addition of 25OHD3 reduces the incidence of osteochondrosis lesions, related lesions.
Okay. And so what about the overall like bone health and pig welfare and lameness issues? Did that also the lesions and the reduction in the lesions correlate with better overall welfare of the pig and less lameness? And did you do a lameness score on those treatment groups before as well? Like watch them walk or something like that?
Yes, we also do that evaluation. It's we saw also some differences during the, we make them walk and do also based on a scale, we did an evaluation. And we also see some differences. But something important, talking about welfare, we noticed that also when we send them to the slaughterhouse, we make a classification of the pigs based on the weight, the final weight. We found that the treatment with lower doses of vitamins and no 25-OHD3 was the one with more round pigs, pigs with lower weight.
Ah, okay. So runt pigs, or we would call them like coal pigs, or ones that didn't make the target market weight.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Even though we didn't find any significant difference in growth performance, we saw that it was the higher amount of round pigs it was on that treatment. So we can say that due to the fact that there were with the higher incidence of osteochondrosis lesions, they were not able to move to feel good, to move freely and eat. So that's why there were more round pigs.
And so what about the poor quality? Let's talk about that.
Well, in poor quality, it was interesting. So we found that the treatment with higher doses of vitamins, it was in the major factor of higher doses versus lower doses. We found that it was better. It loses less water. It was drip loss at 72 hours. Also, compression water loss. It was less in higher doses of vitamins. And this is interesting because it's as I told you, is the major effect of higher doses of vitamins. So it's you can see that all vitamins are involved on the protection of the quality of the meat, of the pork. So we cannot say that it was related only to one vitamin because we increase all of them. And we didn't saw any difference associated to the addition of 25-HT3, but it was noticed in the higher doses of vitamins, not only lower doses of vitamins.
So let me make sure that I understand. So the meat quality, basically the drip loss or the ability for the meat to retain the moisture or the water, was better for both the high vitamin doses and the high vitamin treatment group with the 25-OHD3. So not necessarily an effect on with just the 25-OHD3, but basically both groups that had high vitamins had that quality compared to the low vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right? Okay.
Yes.
In animal nutrition, precision matters. Choline chloride is an essential ingredient that supports growth, muscle development, and liver health in poultry, swine, aquatic animals, and pets. Backed by decades of expertise and certified quality, Eastman's liquid choline chloride provides a cost-effective solution and delivers consistent performance across species. Eastman helps you get more from your nutrition program. Learn more at eastman.com.
So what do you think that the recommendations would be based on these findings for pig producers regarding the vitamin supplementation? So what would you tell a producer in terms of using vitamins and formulating their diets or working with their nutritionist in that case?
Based on the findings of my research of this, well, on this study, I will recommend to use the higher doses and also to use 25-HT3 due to the fact that they will see an improvement on the productivity of the pigs and also on the era where we are taking account the welfare of the animals. It's something important. And also, now that we are talking about sustainability, it's also involved in improving the feed for the animals to get better productivity. It's something that you will see using higher doses of vitamins and 25-HT3, which is a metabolite. But I know it will depend on the market of the country where you, the listeners are living or listening to this. I don't know how to say it. It depends on obviously on the different production systems. There's a lot of factors that can change these results, but they will see an improvement on the productivity of the pigs.
So today we've been discussing the influence of dietary vitamin concentrations and 25-OHD3 in growing finishing pig diets with Diego. Diego is a graduate research assistant and PhD student in animal science at the University of Illinois. We've talked about a study that he conducted where increasing high doses of vitamins and 25-OHD3, he saw an improvement in the or reduction in osteochondrosis lesions and lameness in pigs fed higher concentrations of vitamins and 25-OHD3, as well as an improvement in port quality. And he also saw less cull pigs or runt pigs in those treatment groups. You know, there's always the opportunity for our listeners to reach out to you on the podcast platform and ask questions or comments, and we'll get those to you. So if you have specific questions for Diego, go ahead and send those through on your podcast platform. Also, if you liked our show today, give us a thumbs up. We'd really appreciate that. And if you have ideas for ongoing shows, we'd love to hear those.
It's time for our famous three.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Vaxinova, formulate to your needs, custom-made vaccines. AB Vista, intelligent nutritional solutions to boost pig health and performance. Nexus, powered by SAM, where science meets performance. SUNY, we provide value-added biotech solutions. Uniferon 200 from Pharmacosmos, the iron dextrin for baby pigs, which promotes faster growth. Better production performance starts with Eastman choline chloride. Visit eastman.com. AB Vista, an innovative animal nutrition company offering intelligent solutions for the swine industry. The combination of innovative products, technical expertise, and cutting-edge services provide the ideal tools to drive pig production. To learn more about AB Vista tools, check abvista.com.
So thank you so much for being with us. But before I let you go The trademark of our show is to ask our guests a few thought-provoking questions just to get to know them a little bit better. So, Diego, our first one is, what is a book or resource that you use in your area of expertise?
It's a very good book that I usually read frequently. It's the Sustainable Swine Nutrition. It helped me to, whenever I have any doubt, I take that book and search for specific information, and it always helped. That's a very good one I can recommend for anyone.
And how about a book or resource that's your something of interest outside of your area of expertise, something you think the audience might be interested in tuning into or reading?
So I really enjoy reading different kind of books. My favorite author is Stephen King.
Okay.
One of my favorite books is not one of his. It's other author. It's Matthew Dix. And the name of the book is Memoirs of an Imaginary Friend. So it is kind of interesting how it talks about how an imaginary friend see the world. And it helps me to understand different topics of relationships with friends and parents and stuff like that.
I've not heard of that one. Memoirs of Imaginary Friends.
It's a really good one.
And the last question for you, Diego, is share with us an attribute or characteristic that you feel sets successful professionals apart from others.
Being conscious about your decisions, like whenever you make a decision, be confident with everything you choose, not hesitate. Or, I mean, don't take too much time wondering if what you choose is correct. And instead of doing that, go for it and keep in mind that whatever you choose, it's valuable and worthy.
So, okay.
That's something.
Yeah, that's a good one. So stick by your decisions and be confident in your decision making. Absolutely. Well, very good. Thank you so much for joining me today, Diego. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and look forward to another episode of the Swine It podcast.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you, everyone.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.